Nunn was born in Swaziland in southern Africa. She is a filmmaker and an Edgar-nominated author. She currently calls Australia home. Her crime series, A Beautiful Place to Die, Let the Dead Lie, Blessed Are the Dead, and her newest, Present Darkness, are set in South Africa during the 1950s. And I promise you, her characters are an incredible bunch, unlike any you've met before. Welcome, Mala, and it's great to have you with us on the Book Report.
Oh, lovely to be here.
Introduce us to Detective Emmanuel Cooper.
Detective Emmanuel Cooper is a detective in the South African police force, and my books are all set in the early 50s. And he is sort of, I imagine him and the way I write him certainly is a good man in a very bad time. Because the 50s are when all the segregation laws are coming into effect, and he has to kind of navigate those very strange places, where the law itself is actually unjust. But he's an ex-veteran, so he's traveled. He's been overseas, he's fought in a war, and he's got a very different perspective on South Africa than somebody who's lived there their whole lives.
Right. He's a very complex character. How does his World War II military service impact his detective work and indeed his personal life?
Well, for me, his military service has given him a bigger view of the world. It is literally back in the 50s and earlier than that, the way most young men would get to travel, there wasn't any cheap airlines. So if you wanted to see the world, the military was often the way that most men did it. So he has been to Europe, he's fought through France and into Germany, and he's actually seen the end result of a cultish belief in white superiority because he's been in Germany. So he knows that's actually a fatal way to go. So that really informs the way he looks at South Africa. And he was brought up in a context where he was mixing with other races in South Africa anyway. But I think it makes him more human. I think it makes him able to see really how foolish people are because he's been kind of to the pinnacle of that foolishness, which is Nazi Germany. And he's come back with that knowledge to South Africa. And certainly being out and mixing with the world and having grown up in a very kind of complicated mixed situation anyway himself, in his personal life, I suppose you could say he's much more liberal than your average 1950s South African male.
Tell us about Shabalala.
Oh, yeah, I love Shabalala, and I love him because he just came to me I didn't even know he was going to exist in the book. And my first idea was, I saw the body of my very first book, which is called A Beautiful Place to Die. I had a visual image of a white police captain who'd been killed, and he was in a river. And then I saw Emmanuel came down to the river, and then when Emmanuel turned around, there was a really tall kind of man of much presence, black man, and he was sitting under a tree. We were standing under a tree with two little black boys, and I just thought, oh my gosh, that's the guy. He's really important. And that's how he came about. And Shabalala, I think, has got a tremendous amount of grace, and I think he also understands people's foibles.
And he's a police officer as well.
That's right. So what Shabalala is, he's a police constable in 1950 South Africa. And I wanted to really include him in A Beautiful Place to Die, which is the first book, and all subsequent books. I wanted to really include him in all the investigations because he's been a tracker as well. So he knows a lot of just very basic good stuff that can help an investigation. And my police researcher in South Africa said, you just have to find interesting ways to get him involved because at any higher level than constable, black policemen were simply not allowed to get any higher than that. That was the sort of where I was set. So I've set up a kind of a more unusual situation with Shabalala where Emmanuel, being the superior officer, really lets him into the investigations and gives him room to do his work.
Right.
So yes, he's a constable, but he's got a tremendous amount of skills that Emmanuel definitely relies on.
We're speaking with Mala Nunn on the Book Report. You know, many of your supporting characters are wonderful. One I especially love was Baba Kalani. Tell us about him.
Oh, yes. So Baba Kalani is actually based on a real man that I met. many years ago, I went back to South Africa, to Swaziland, where I'm actually from. It's a little British colonial outpost. And I went back to do a documentary with my mum. And one of the people she introduced me to was actually a man called Baba Guleni. And he was, the only way I could describe him to you is he was a prophet, and a real prophet, in that you would go, he lived in the middle of nowhere, you would go to see him, people would go to see him with problems or to talk to him about things. And I went down, my mum introduced me to him, and he was just, I can only describe him as beatific. He had just a light coming out of him, just a beautiful man. And we knew people who wouldn't go anywhere near him because he was so powerful.
Right.
I sat down in front of him, and he put his hand on my arm, and he just started talking to me. And when I say talking to me, I mean he looked me in the face and he said, "Where is it that you live amongst the Jews?" Which, and I burst out laughing because my husband's Jewish, and I live in a part of Sydney which is very Jewish. But that's who that character is based on. Who's he? You know, he's able to look at Emmanuel, see his past, and ask him a really big question: is where are the children that you promised your mother?
Yeah.
You know, where are those? Where's that life that your mother wanted so much for you? Because he can actually see that is a huge lack in Emmanuel, and that even Emmanuel's not acknowledging it. But this man is very powerful, and he does actually have the ability to do that.
And then, of course, there's Dr. Zweigman. Tell us about him.
Yes, Zweigman is he's a Jewish doctor, and he and his wife have moved to South Africa after the war, and that was quite a common thing. You know, the dispersal of the European Jews went very far, and some of them did end up in South Africa, and he's ended up in a small country town, which is where he first meets Emmanuel. And he is he's a deeply human character, and I absolutely love him because he has seen the worst of everything and still knows that all he can do is try to be as much as possible on the right, to go heal people, to do his job. He's come to South Africa, and it's funny, he's found himself in this place that, in a bizarre way, is a mirror of where he's just been, where people are obsessed with race. But he's in an interesting position, which I've not really explored in my books yet, whereas he's no longer considered, I mean, in South Africa, Jews were considered separate, but they weren't considered lower.
Yet, yeah. I wanted to ask you one thing that surprised me is, in the book I read, which was Blessed Are the Dead, he was actually refused lodging in a hotel in one of the small towns.
Yes, they would have signs up saying blacks, Jews, and coloureds, which is mixed race people, not allowed. So, yes, out of the city centres where there was a fairly big Jewish population, and certain areas within cities, yes, Jews were not allowed lodging.
You know, one thing you wrote that South Africans have twisted mental illustrations of their countrymen. To quote you, all Englishmen were pigeon-chested and had no idea about Africa. Indians were hardworking but crafty and not to be trusted. Mixed-race coloreds were sly and spiteful and most likely to lead your children into sin.
It's all true. It's all true. And it's funny because I've talked to my aunts and my sister about this, how the challenge for us, having been brought up in a situation like that, is to reevaluate our own immediate feelings when we meet people.
I think readers will find it a wonderful blend of crime, whodunit, yet this rich texture of characters and places that we are so unfamiliar with.
I really hope that is the case, and I'm thank you for saying that, because that I really aim for it to be an interesting, rich crime story, but set in a place that most people don't really know about, with all these just weird restrictions on your life that people have to deal with. And my thing with writing crime is, if you have a system that tells everybody who they should be and what they should do and what they should think, inevitably you breed a whole country of really skilled liars. Because people try to do what they need to do or get where they need to get, and they find ways around it. So many of my books have got characters who are just trying to find ways around the constraints that are put on them.
Right. So Present Darkness is your newest title.
That's right. That's out in June.
Oh, it's coming out in June. All right.
Yes, it is. So it's out in June. And that's book four of the Emmanuel series.
I encourage listeners to pick up one of your wonderful crime novels. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.